Great Family Church Podcast. This is the place to find the latest thoughts from Gabriel and Mike Wright, the lead pastors of Gateway Family. Here we go.
Church need to watch what we call people, because you don't know what God's called. the service, the preacher called him at the back door. He said, "Little Thibodeau, I want to ask you a question." He called him T. He said, "T, I want to ask you a question." He said, "Well, sir." He said, "What you doing? You come up in here so late like that?" He said, "Well," he said, "you know, I was going to go fishing this morning, Pastor, but my daddy wouldn't let me go fishing." He said, "Well, good for your daddy." He said, "That's a man of God. Won't let you go fishing on a Sunday morning. Did he tell you why you shouldn't go fishing? You ought to be at the church house." He said, "Yes, sir." He said to me, he said, "Son, there ain't enough bait for both of us to fish."
said to the, I'm in the NIV, I don't know what verse y'all in, just to say. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree. She's answering back the devil because he asked what God really said. Verse 1, what did God really say? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the tree from any of the trees in the garden, but God said, you must not eat of the tree from the fruit of the tree of in the middle of the garden. And you must not touch it, or you will die. Here's the answer from the devil. You will not die. Now, most of us stop there and say, that was the problem, and she's going to die from sin, and he was just trying to trick her into eating it so she would die. I want you to listen to the rest of it, because this is the crux of it. The servant said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. The problem that he had is you will be like God. Why? Because that's what he wanted to be. He said, I will arise. I will go. I will be on the high points of the north, and I will be like God. And then God creates man and says, watch this. I create him out of dirt. You were created out of my voice. I will create him out of dirt. I will squeeze him up out of mud, and I will make him like me. That's what he told the devil. Pretty powerful thought right there. What does the devil do? He wants her to doubt that you're like God. And that's what he does to you. Look at you. You're not like God. That's when you need to back up, stand up, and say, I have been made in the image and the likeness of God. I am in the image and likeness of my Father. See, right now, some of y'all won't say that because you say, well, I got stuff in my life. If you'll just shut up for just about 30 seconds and let God speak to you instead of you and the devil trying to keep you in chains, and let you say, I have been created in the image and the likeness of God. I didn't say you were going to heaven. I just said where you were created. If you just start there, get your image back, you're going to be better for it. So the identity comes from God. The gospel is prepositional. I want you to do some homework. Romans 6. Really, you need to read the whole book of Galatians. That's 6 chapters. The whole book, the whole letter of Ephesians, another 6 chapters. But if you don't, at least read the 6th chapter of the book of Romans and read the 2nd chapter of the book of Ephesians. And I would love for you to get out your marker or your pen, or if you want to just write on paper every time it says, in him, in whom, in Christ, or by, or through. But find the preposition and find Christ, or he or whom, if it's speaking about Jesus, and mark every time it says it. And then look ahead of it, look back up in front of it, and see why I'm in that place. Amen? Would y'all just do that for some homework, and that will help me not have to preach a whole much longer for you today. So God's identity, our identity is in Christ. So listen to this. God declares that when Christ was condemned, crucified, you know, the death, burial, and resurrection, that is the gospel. God declares that when Christ was condemned, crucified, died, buried, resurrected, and ascended to heaven, and was seated at his right hand, he said, believers that are in Christ participated in these events. How many of y'all believers? Oh, you love Jesus, right? All right. Look at me. You were crucified with Christ. Well, I don't understand that. I don't either. I'm just telling you what God said. Prepositionally, I was in him. I'm here, but he saw me in Christ. He saw me getting beaten. He saw me going. He saw me in Christ. He saw Christ doing it, but saw me in him. Jesus was my representation. He was my head. He was the one leading. I was the one that was supposed to get it, but he took it, and I was in him. As we went through, he got beaten, and he got nailed, and he
listening to the Gateway Family Church Podcast. For more information about Gateway, visit www.gatewayfamily.cc.